Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, I think you got to realize, listen, we want to win every game. There needs to be an expectation of winning, but this is a short week, division opponent. Anything can happen. Obviously, Joe played really well for them, and Chase and T got going for him. But this is the NFL. You know, we had a chance to really open up some space, but we're 4-2, still first in the division. Got a couple, home games coming up. Back-to-back, another Sunday night opportunity against my former team. So I'm not going to ride the roller coaster, and I know Mike isn't, and hopefully you guys follow suit.
I will not. I will absolutely ride the roller coaster because we've seen this fish before. Also, what an understatement by Rodgers. Chase and T played well.
Yep.
Yeah, they did.
A little bit.
Yep. 16 for 161. For Jamar Chase, 96 yards for T. Higgins. That was a season high for Higgins. It was a season high in yards for the Bengals. It was a season high in rushing yards for Chase Wilson.
Mm.
Is that his name?
No.
The hell's his name?
Give one more shot at it.
I need breakfast. Chase Brown.
There you go.
There's a Jamar Chase. There's a Chase Brown. And they were chasing Brown all day long. How that went. You can't count on much. You can count on the Steelers defense stinking in big games. You can always count though on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. You can watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 7 matchup between the Las Vegas Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Crap! So Rodgers says don't ride the roller coaster. Well, we're riding it, and we've asked this question on Twitter, @_AdamCrowley. That is the Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Do you still believe, because most of you did, that the Steelers will win the division? The Steelers are still the odds-on favorite to win the division, which is shocking to me after the way that things went down last night and how much those peeps in Vegas have been favoring the Ravens throughout this entire process. They weren't the underdog in the division until they were 1-5. Steelers are +125 to win the North, so they're not minus money anymore. The Ravens are +130. Do you still think the Steelers can win the division?
Yes.
I think they can.
Yes.
I'm not
I think this is a per game issue, I guess. I think this is a Cincinnati Bengals issue. Mike Tomlin obviously alluded to it whenever he was calling out Andrew Berry. I think that he knew that they were going to have a problem whenever they had a quarterback that was capable of getting the ball to these playmakers, and luckily they only face them twice a year, and not every game. I don't think that they're going to see something like this again in their mind. So I think that they kind of shore things up going into next week, even though that they have playmakers on that side. The Green Bay Packers and a good quarterback, I think it's going to look a little bit better, and I think they clean things up.
I have already said I think the Steelers are going to beat the Packers, but I'll play devil's advocate to my own argument. They run the ball well. 122 yards a game. The Indianapolis Colts rush it for 133 yards a game. You got to fix that.
Yeah.
And it's incredibly frustrating when you figure that you have fixed something and then it rears its ugly head again.
I mean, there's a lot of overlooking, in my opinion, in this game. I think that they thought that they could just handle Chase Brown and he wasn't going to do anything. And all they
Chase Wilson.
And all they had to focus on was the receivers.
I think that's exactly what happened, too.
Yeah, they're like, we're not even going to put in a defense to try to slow down Chase Brown.
But they've been so bad at stopping the run now, last year and this year in the nickel. You gotta change something schematically later on. Although they did open up on the first drive of the second half with nine dudes in a box, and they still couldn't do it. I do think that's a good point by you. They went in saying, yeah, we can have light boxes and stop this guy because they've stunk all year. Their offensive line's bad. They give up on the run quickly, and then it didn't happen that way. They're probably going to try to stop the run against Green Bay. That would be the first thing that you try to do, and you branch off from there. Do you think the Steelers can win the AFC North? Do you think the Steelers will win the AFC North? 412-928-9370. We are working on ordering breakfast. And I said, Harry, how's McDonald's breakfast sound? And he said, get me 10 McGriddles.
10.
How many McGriddles do we think our guy could put down in one sitting?
In his heyday?
Yeah.
10.
What do we think about now? Because he's svelte. He's looking good.
4.
Got the awaken thing going.
4.
I think you put down 4. How many could you put down?
More
or less than 4.
4.
4?
Yeah.
You don't think I could put down 10?
Right now?
You be careful here. Because whatever you say, we're going to make you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you put the order in yet?
Challenge?
Have you put the order in yet?
No.
Okay.
No.
I guess it's a good challenge.
No, I had to write down our address. I had to write down what you guys wanted.
You could get me 10 and I have to pay for which ones I don't eat.
No, but then we'd be wasting food. Although if you didn't eat it, we could leave it out for people.
Or just put it in the fridge and I could have it later. I mean,
Kallus, if you eat 10, then next Thursday you could sit in my spot and you could co-host with Crowley.
Wow.
But is that worth the bathroom troubles that will inevitably follow?
This is right.
I do want to keep producing this show. I think you guys would like that too.
You can eat the McGriddles after the show. Mike in Tampa next up. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Crappy.
Oh, decent. Not bad.
Yep, I feel the same. And I'm riding the roller coaster. I think I'm going all the way up and ready to drop down. I'm sick of Terrell Austin. It's over. The experiment is done. I wish Tomlin would get us a real DC, but I know he won't. He likes watching our defense suffer. I thought I'd be more mad at the offense after yesterday, but I'm surprised they put up 31. I didn't expect A-Rod to throw two picks. The second one was kind of insane. I give him that, but we couldn't even hold to two field goals. Like,
the Bengals had scored 0 points off of turnovers going into the game, and the Steelers had scored 52. The Bengals scored off their turnovers in this game, and the Steelers had 0 points. As for the Terrell Austin comment, look, I get the frustration of Austin. I share that. But Mike Tomlin is the guy who is in charge of the defense. I think Terrell Austin calls the plays on Sundays or Thursday nights in this instance, but I think Mike Tomlin is obviously the man who comes up with the majority of the game plan. And if you'll remember, Dick LeBeau's defense, quote-unquote, got beat by Tim Tebow at the end when I think Mike Tomlin had more to say about the defense. Keith Butler's defense got 40-some-odd points dropped on their head by Blake Bortles in a playoff game. And now we've seen Terrell Austin's defense these last few years. It hasn't been good, so what's the common thread? It's the head coach. And he ain't going anywhere, and Terrell Austin ain't going anywhere during the season. And I've been critical of Austin. I said last year they were far too simplistic on defense. They were, at times in this game, too simplistic. They led the league in six-man pressures coming into this. They were one of the top blitzing teams in the NFL. They didn't do it hardly enough, but I wanted them to be a blitz-heavy team, and they've been that the majority of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So they have changed what they've done schematically, but the results are still the same.
Yeah, yeah. I just think that, you know, I'm not making excuses at all. Trust me. I thought that was a game that they should have won, but on a short week, and you see you have an issue that you have to face, and it's like, all right, let's try to take that issue out. It's kind of cut and dry to me, and I think they tried to do that, and, you know, other things developed, which in the running game for the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Flacco.
They blitzed a little bit in the second half. I'll tell you when I thought that. I think maybe the plan could have been blitzing when Chase Brown dropped that.
Oh. Over the middle?
Yeah. I think that I think that scared the Steelers off of the blitz.
Yeah.
Because that was a perfect call. And he's still running. Yep. He might be running all the way back to Pittsburgh if he catches that football. 412-928-9370.
You know what I just thought about?
Please.
How many snaps did Darnell get? Because he was 7-0 whenever he got 40-plus snaps. I feel like might have been under 40. I don't know. But it just seemed like that they were really kind of merry-go-round in the tight end unit last night.
Nick Herbig, by the way, only played 28 snaps. That's not good enough.
Hmm.
Not when you could get zero pressure on the quarterback. But then you were trying to stop the run.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Whoa. Mm-hmm. I'll have it for you.
All right.
In the meantime, 412-928-9370. Let's go to Cam in North Carolina. Hello, Cam.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Mernon.
What the heck was that last night? I mean, that wasn't Joe Flacco. That was Joe Montana. Like, every NFL team should call up the Bengals and ask to borrow him for the week and then give him back to the Bengals when they're done. Jamar Chase went off. We want to run commit and then let Jamar Chase and T. Higgins just run loose in the backfield. They could have scored a touchdown at the end of the game. It wouldn't have even mattered. They just could have scored at will, guys. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, man. I didn't even cheer when Freiermuth scored.
Mm-mm.
Didn't. I turned to my wife and said, too much time.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that Freiermuth should have done what T. Higgins brilliantly did at the end, because there was way too much time and you still needed to score and you're not going to assume that you're going to score. So in no world should Freiermuth have slid down.
Right.
And I love our guy. I am a huge Pat Freiermuth fan. I wanted him to blow a tire. I wanted his ass to trip on the 5-yard line. And if he did fall down accidentally, it would have given the Steelers a much better chance of winning the football game. I'm not saying do it on purpose. Because
mm-hmm.
That would be an all-time sports talk radio jackass take. In no world am I questioning Freiermuth's decision there, because there is no decision. Score. But I wish he had fell down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, trip over the 5-yard. He probably would have fallen at Acrisure last week. He probably would have got sucked into the turf monster. That's why the Steelers have that grass all ass. So that they're maybe that's the secret to their defense.
Bane.
Yeah, right. Yeah. A hole just opens up in the middle of the field.
You'll be darkness as your ally. That's when I blow up Acrisure.
It is 7:12. Time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Center. It is 7:12. Make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. That's Buell at 724-443-5610. I never needed a McGriddle like I need one right now. Tony in West Mifflin, one of our favorite callers. He joins us. Hi, Tony.
What's going on, guys? What's up, Dorn?
What's up?
Hey, I mean, everyone can pile on Tomlin. The game plan, I mean, they made no adjustments defensively in the second half. I mean, and like I believe Adam said, Tomlin's the one that runs the defense. We all know that. Every fan, every sports writer, everyone in America knows that he's ahead of the defense. Now, with that being said, I don't know what you guys are watching, but Cam Hayward was lost for 3.5 quarters. I didn't see him until the last couple drives of the game when he started putting pressure on the quarterback. He was getting single blocked most of the game.
By a rookie.
That's the reason why, the run defense was terrible last night. Your top guy cannot be single blocked. Doran, you're a football guy. You played many years. D tackles cannot be single blocked on a defense, especially this defense.
Thank you, Tony. Yeah, and I'd say, oh, he's old and he only had a couple of days, but so's Flacco. And
right.
So is Rodgers. Yeah. Thought those guys played exceedingly well.
Yeah,
Cam Hayward was a no-show. He didn't play well enough. T.J. Watt didn't play well enough. Did anybody on defense play well enough? I actually kind of like Brandon Echols' game. Not going to lie.
Mm.
No.
Thornhill?
He did come downhill and make a great tackle in space.
That was a good play.
Oh, man, that was a great play. If he doesn't make that play, the Steelers lose by 7 or more. That's how that goes. 412-928-9370. If you just want to vent about the game, give us a ring and vent about the game at 412-928-9370. That is the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Do you think the Steelers will win the division? Vegas still has Pittsburgh as the odds-on favorite. Doran and I think there's a shot. Do you think they will win the division?
Yes.
Okay. I need to give an opinion. I don't think they're going to win the damn division.
What? What happened to yesterday?
I actually do, but that's not fun right now because the Steelers stunk. But I think the Ravens stink more. And I don't think the Bengals, despite the way they played last night and tip of the cap to them, I don't think they're going to be in this thing. I don't. I think they win next week. I think they get to 4-4. But I don't think I never believed in the Bengals. I didn't believe in them defensively with Joe Flacco. I'm not with Joe Burrow. I'm not going to believe in them with Joe Flacco to be a playoff team and really threaten anybody in the division. So I do think the Steelers win it, but I think it's more about the Ravens and the Bengals than it is about them. I think the Steelers will still do what they always do and get to 10 wins. I just don't think the other teams are going to get to 10 wins. Long-winded. Text us brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate, and they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
I think they were last in rushing, and the way we gave it up today, That takes the cake.
Is fatigue at all a factor?
No.
Short rest?
No. That's an excuse. There's plenty of teams that go through the same thing. We got to stop the run. That's as simple as that.
Good on Cam Hayward. Not making excuses. We're old. It's only been a couple of days. Because that's poppycock. Both teams played on Sunday. And you got out to a 10-0 lead. And you let the worst rushing offense in the NFL run it right down your backsides. And it's legitimately one of the worst, or was, and it's still early-ish in the season, but it statistically was one of the worst rushing offenses of all time. 25 yards away from the next closest bad rushing team averaging 57 rushing yards per game. They almost doubled that up in the first half, Doran. And if they can't figure that out the rest of the way, their pass rush isn't going to be as effective, and you're not going to take the ball away as much, and you're going to give up points, and you are going to lose games. Because we saw it through the first couple of games. This looked like the Steelers from the first two games of the season.
Yes.
They stopped the run the last three, particularly the last two. And what happened? 17 sacks, turnovers, and really the last couple of games prior to this one, you looked like the defense we thought you were getting this year. You can't stop the run. It opens everything else up. And especially when you play a team like the Bengals with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and the slot receiver's name, who I can't say.
Yoshivash.
Thank you. 412-928-9370. You want to bitch about the game? You can. Do you think the Steelers are going to win the AFC North? Dorn and I both still do. I'm not going to speak for you, but I think it's more to do with the rest of the division than it is the Steelers. And this doesn't make me think the Steelers are any different than they've been the last couple of years. Now, they're getting to losses in a kind of a different way because they lost a shootout in this one, and Rodgers showed that he can't at least trade points and touchdowns with the opposition. He's done that a couple of times now this year. But I still think the Steelers' ceiling and floor is pretty much 10-7, and I don't think the other division opponents can get to 10-7.
No. Right.
And I'm not believing in the Bengals just because they whooped up on your ass last night. That was the 10th consecutive win, by the way, Doran, for a home team in the AFC North on Thursday Night Football.
Really?
So it's not, this is not an excuse. It's not only a Tomlin problem. It is a big Tomlin problem, but the other coaches in the division have had trouble winning on the road on Thursday night as well. To Troy in Mount Washington?
Yep.
Hi, Troy.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
God, man. Like, come on. Like, last night was just god-awful. Like, I never felt like I was watching a Madden game more than last
yeah,
night.
Right?
They were just running quick slants, like, all game, and it was just working, and no one was open.
The Steelers should have adjusted with an engage eight. What do you think, Troy?
I mean, what really just knocked me off was the first third and, like, 18 or whatever, and we went out of the defense that's working for us and was just like, oh, let's go zone and sit back deep, and Flacco dices you up. It's like, of course you're going to run the ball well when you're deathly afraid of what the quarterback can do to you with its wide receivers. So I don't put a lot of onus on the run game. I think it's more like we're so afraid of what Flacco is about to do to us that we're not even thinking about them running the ball. And you could just see throughout the entire game that they run option routes. I mean, if the corner is shading you inside, you're running out. If a corner is shading you on the outside, you run a slant. It was like high school football, like to the fact where you knew what they were going to do.
Right.
And I don't care if someone's being targeted 20 times and has 10 catches, double him. Double Chase. I don't care about anything else as long as he doesn't catch a pass. And he catches a pass in one of the most opportune moments underneath with no one around him. No one.
Troy, that's a good call. Make sure you take your blood pressure medication today, buddy. Maybe lay off the sodium. Just take it easy. A little goose from get a brown paper bag. A little bit of that. Although I should probably take my own advice.
Yes.
I agree with that. Like, when Tomlin was asked what, you know, the ideas were schematically, he said a little bit of everything. They put Ramsey on him. Put Porter on him. Put Slay on him. Maybe mix in an Eccles if he flexes to the slot. Throw a safety over the top. At a certain point, though, double him every time.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Try to stop him.
Yes. Because Joe Flacco, that's his first read every play.
Mm-hmm.
And why wouldn't it be? He was targeted 23 times.
True.
23 times. That's the most targets and catches Ja'Marr Chase has ever had in his career. Angela in Beachview, our queen. Hello.
Well, at least the O-line helped Jaylen Warren play his little heart out, and maybe we found something with Williams on returns. But, you know, I've not called in all week. I've said it all week. Joe Flacco knows exactly where the skeletons in our closet are, and he exploited them all game. Not to take anything away from, you know, Chase and Higgins, but, you know, you stop two guys like that by pressure up front, and we got none. Alex Highsmith looked like he was standing in quicksand. The front seven just didn't penetrate, didn't do their job, and Flacco would not have had as much success with those two had it not been for the lack of pressure. And then you also beat Chase and Higgins, mix things up, double team. If zone isn't working, go to man, vice versa. I mean, Tomlin's refusal to adjust is just dumbfounding.
Angela, can you please make the sound that you made at the beginning of the call just one more time, except this time we'll all do it together. Are you ready?
One, two, three.
Thank you, Angela.
Thank you, Angela.
Yeah, I don't mind when you come into the game and it's, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to keep them guessing, we're going to keep them on their toes. But after, I don't know, the 12th of the 23 targets.
Right, so switch it up.
Just you switch it up, and I'm, yeah, we're doubling them, and yeah, we're not going to let them beat us. And if Yoshivas wants to beat us, Yoshivas beats
us.
If they're going to run the ball up our ass, you run the ball up our ass. If T. Higgins is going to go over the top, or Joey Porter Jr. is going to hold him and haul him down for the 15th damn time in the last two seasons, fine. But you can't let the guy that's going to beat you beat you. You can't. And maybe he does anyway, because he is that good. But make him work a little bit harder.
Man.
Final drive of the game, the game-winning field goal drive, first play. It's out. A 15-yard out!
Yep.
Well, it's a field goal wins the game.
They were literally playing. They were in practice. Like, that's what practice looks like. Whenever you're going against routes on air, whenever you're going against a scout team, like, that's what it looks like for Ja'Marr Chase in practice.
And you know what? It could have been worse, because the catch that they overturned was bull. Oh, he bobbled it at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of. He had control. Stupid NFL. Stupid NFL. Bad. Why do I watch the NFL? Doesn't bring me anything but pain and suffering. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We've been taking these calls. I've been trying to order our breakfast. I'm such a friggin' boomer, dude.
You can't do it?
I can. It's just I can't do two things at once. I'm an imbecile.
You used to produce this show.
Shut up!
You used to do six things at once.
Shut up! Penalties also to blame for the loss. Did Joey Porter Jr. take responsibility for the penalties he committed? We'll tell you when we come back. Also, your calls all morning long. 412-928-9370.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
I wasn't a big fan of the calls today with the officiating, but it is what it is. It's football.
That was it, right? Joey Porter Jr. not happy with the flags. It must have been the referee's fault. A lot of Steelers fans were bitching about the interception where DK Metcalf got drilled by the safety on the sideline, mm-hmm. and then the defender got 2 feet in. I thought that was a clean pick.
I thought that was a great play.
It was a great play.
By both guys. By the safety and the corner.
With you, man.
Bang.
It was a great throw by Rodgers, too. Yeah. So sometimes the other guys make a play. That was one of those instances where I don't blame Rodgers. I don't blame Metcalf. I just say, hey, good job, Cincinnati. He got absolutely crushed, did DK Metcalf. And that's a really good play. Another area where I'll give Cincinnati credit was that Joe Flacco keeper was a just tremendous play call. And T. Higgins sliding down instead of scoring. I'm sure they talked about it before the drive, but that's stuff that you're thinking about usually whenever you're down and around the goal line. And for him in that moment to slide, hell of a play.
Yeah.
You think he should have done just obvious?
Yeah. When you're a professional football player, you got to know every single thing that's going on. You're looking at the sticks. You're looking at the down marker. You're looking at the play clock. You're looking at the actual clock. And you're looking at the Jumbotron, and you should know like what the scenario is.
That being said, I don't know that Caleb Johnson does that.
He's young.
Didn't know the rules on the kickoff.
He's young.
Remember when George Pickens was signaling first down at the end of that Vikings game? Ben's last season, whenever their clock was just running down.
What's that?
So maybe he doesn't deserve credit, but guys, there are other players that might not have done that. And in those circumstances, maybe they deserve criticized more than T. Higgins deserves praise.
That wasn't Pickens. That was the other guy.
Deontay?
No. When they got traded from Notre Dame. I can't remember his name.
It was Claypool.
Claypool, yeah.
It was Claypool. George, I'm sorry, because you're right. It was Chase Claypool. So that's what Porter said about the penalties. Steelers penalized 7 times for 59 yards. Too much. Too much. Too costly at times. Too costly of situations.
That tush-push one is ridiculous, though.
See,
the Eagles do the same thing all the time.
I know, but usually with the Eagles, you got to slow it down to see. It's like they false start like minutely. The Steelers, I thought, were too obvious with their false start. But I generally agree with that. Like, they never call that on the Eagles. They never call that on the Eagles. Do you think?
Because that pushed them in the field. They kicked a field goal after that, right?
Yeah, they would have. And they it looked to me like they clearly got the first down with the second push there from Darnell Washington. I don't know how you stop that if you don't false start. I mean, it was a false start, but you never do call that on the Eagles. Do you think that it's a cadence thing because you're switching from Rodgers to, and I'm not saying they should have Rodgers in there for that because no friggin' chance. But do you think it's a cadence thing going to Connor Hayward?
Maybe a little bit, but I think it's more of a leverage thing. It's like, all right, like, because your splits are tighter. You know, you want to get as low as possible to try to get moving forward. So I think it's more of a, like, let me get a jump on it type thing than a cadence. But you can't simulate that in practice. Like, you can simulate the cadence, but you can't simulate the motion of blocking in practice.
No, you can't do that to your own guys in practice.
No. So, like, it's a game type of deal.
I know they false started. They execute it. They execute the play itself well. It looked the way the Eagles do it, where they go low, and you're talking about the leverage. I like that. Keep doing that. Just be a little less egregious with your false start. I'm not blaming penalties for why they lost the game. I'm not blaming the referees, I should say, for why they lost the game, but the penalties absolutely were a big reason why they took the L. And Mike Tomlin, that was one of the things he mentioned in his Browns presser. We got to be better. They had 10 penalties that game, also for 59 yards. So they're up at 118 penalty yards the last 2 weeks. It's not going to be good enough. Not an AFC North ball. To Melvin at IUP, Melvin, how about your guy, Cignetti, getting paid?
Yeah, played for his dad.
Nice.
I just wanted situational game management by this head coach is just awful again. I think at the end of the game, a good coach would have got them in a position for Boswell to kick a field goal. He can kick 67. All you got to do is get to the 50. First, on the kneel down, if they're prepared for the kneel down and they don't let him stand there and waste an extra 3 seconds, now they have 10 seconds instead of 7. You can either get 2 plays off or get 1 play. All your goal is to do is get to the 50. Forget about the Hail Mary. You don't need a touchdown. Get to the 50. Let Boswell attempt the 67-yarder. He can make it. That's all I got.
I didn't have any timeouts.
No, and you're not going to be able to hit a 35-yard sideline pass.
Right.
I think the best point he made was the Steelers did not come off the ball hard on the initial Joe Flacco kneel down, and they did on the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And so he couldn't waste 3 or 4 seconds. It was just the typical 1 second, and maybe you could have thrown one more pass to get into range, a similar type route to the sideline, but. You're nitpicking there. They lost the game because the defense folded like a cheap suit down the stretch.
Right. I mean, you had a third down on that last drive.
And if we're talking about, like, what's the difference between a 67-yard field goal, the percentage chance of that working, or Aaron Rodgers' Hail Mary? Because, look, Boswell got range. Rodgers also can, yeah. He's been the best Hail Mary guy in the history of the game. So, I mean, there's a lot of reasons to gripe, but. I mean, we're talking about 10 seconds or 7 seconds. You lost the game long before that, unless you get a miracle. And they did not get the miracle. 412-928-9370. That is the number to call. That's 412-928-9370. Can we bring up a positive next?
Yeah.
Let's bring up a positive next. Right. We got Chris Carter at 8 o'clock. We'll bring up a positive next. You can still call him bitch, because that's what most of today is going to be. But we got a positive to underscore when we come back. Oh, great. I'm sure this team will win this weekend.
Who do they got?
Central Florida.
In Central Florida?
Yeah.
In Orlando?
Yeah, 7.5-point dogs.
I played Central Florida in college. It was nice. We stayed at a resort. It's like by Disney, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in Orlando.
Yeah, big resort.
The Sweet. Bounce House. Was it the Bounce House back then?
The what?
They call it the Bounce House.
I don't know.
50-minute mark on the fan.
Was it the Citrus? No. Yeah. I don't know.
I can't
remember.
Oranges? Citrus.
Citrus Bowl or Citrus Stadium. I don't know.
Citrus Bowl sounds correct.
Where's the Citrus Bowl at? You don't know?
What are you breathing heavy for? What's the matter with you?
What's the Bounce House?
That's where they play.
Citrus Bowl, here it comes.
Oh, so that, yeah, you got it. That's fine. Yeah.
Officially the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
What are you thinking of?
Held in Orlando?
It's a Bounce House, but that's their nickname. It's the Bounce House is what it's nicknamed. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Here's a palate cleanser for the people.
Rodgers avoids the sack. Deep downfield, caught at the 35-yard line and going all the way to the end zone is Freiermuth. Pat Freiermuth, 68 yards.
He's back. Steelers leading receiver, 5 catches, 111 yards, 2 touchdowns. The long one there is 68, targeted 6 times. They tried to get it to him early. There was one that was negated by a penalty by Cincinnati. But then you didn't see much of Freiermuth until they were trailing. And then he became really their number one wide receiver from that point forward. This is how they're going to use him. Like if they need to be going up and down the field and throwing the ball, they look at him as a good receiving tight end. That's obvious. And Rodgers looked for him in a key moment there. And I just don't think you've seen the last of Patty Fry.
I mean, this is exactly how they wanted to use all tight ends. I mean, let alone just Pat Freiermuth. I mean, what, 4 tight ends caught a touchdown? And Connor Hayward almost caught one.
Yes, he did.
It hit off his hands. He needs to catch that, by the way. But
yeah. That was a great play design, too.
Yeah, right up the insert, mm-hmm. Right up the gut.
That's what I called that, except I said it was going to be Metcalf, so I definitely didn't call
Metcalf
it.
Metcalf did go out in a flat route, though.
He did.
Uh-huh. You were close.
Wow. I'm so happy.
From the backfield.
Yes.
That's a good call by you.
Yes. I'm so happy.
Darnell cut
this
the touchdown. Yeah.
That paid for our McDonald's today.
Darnell cut the touchdown, but you odds and ends the Metcalf throw, which was the same play, but you bet on Darnell. Look at that.
Yeah.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
Do you want the results of odds and ends?
Not just yet, because for as bad as the game wound up being, entertaining game, but for as bad as the result and this highly paid defense played, is it okay to be encouraged by the offense?
I am.
I'm very encouraged by the offense. Right. And look, it feels like it's the end of the world right now, and we're going to have a show like it's the end of the world right now because that's what the people want, and that's how I feel in my heart of hearts. But there's a lot more football to be played. The Steelers' offense is a top 10 offense in the NFL right now. You can't convince me otherwise. And I know Cincy's defense sucks, but you did what you're supposed to do against a bad defense.
That's why I was going to take it back. Okay, yeah, it looked good against a very bad defense.
But I thought that relative to a competition last week, it looked good. Like, the Browns' defense is good, and they played well.
Yeah.
And Minnesota's defense is good, and they played well. New England, that game was kind of goofy. But more often than 4 out of the 6 games, I think you got an above-the-line offensive performance. And last night, it was significantly above the line. You can't lose that game when you score 31 points. So I could say on one hand, oh, I love the Steelers' offense. I believe in the Steelers' offense in a way that I haven't since like 2018, Ben. But on the other side, you can't lose that game. We said it all offseason. Rodgers is going to have a handful of games where you go, damn, that's the old Rodgers. We got one last night. And we got one in game one. They are 1-1 in games where he throws 4 touchdown passes. You need to be undefeated in games where your 41-year-old quarterback throws 4 touchdown passes. Full stop. Have to be. All right. That was supposed to be a positive segment. And I failed. All right, give us the odds and ends results before we get to Chris Carter at the top of the hour.
All right, so Bostic won with 13 points, but he hasn't played every time, so that will not count toward our records. But in second place, Crowley and I tied with 12. Doran finished with 10. Now, I broke the tie by using the final scores. They do matter. I said that the Steelers would win 27-17, which gives a differential from the final score of 20 points, because I added the wins and loss, or the one score plus the other. So whoever had the lowest score would win, because that would mean you're closer. Crowley did win. He said 27-24, which gave a score of 13. So you win by the tiebreaker. You are now 4 wins total, which means you're 2 wins ahead of me, because I have 2 wins now, and Doran's in last place with 1.
As long as we don't make it unnecessarily complicated for our listeners. Coming up next, Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette. He's the Filmer Breaker Downer guy. He's the X's and O's guy for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. What didn't work against the Bengals wide receiver core? The answer's probably everything, but we'll get into that with Chris when we come back. Fan weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High today is 63. We had frost last night, low of 38. Tomorrow, for a college football Saturday, high of 75, low of 40, partly cloudy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.